This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, star of The Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, how are you?
Better than Newt Gingrich.
I think that pretty much sums up how the week went for almost every American, with the possible exception of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, that's true. Better than Newt Gingrich and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, those are high standards you have over there at the Capitol Steps about how your week's going.
That's true. I would not want to be the for the poor kid with the paparazzi planted out front of the house.
I hope they leave that kid alone.
I sure do, too. Man. Anyway, well, talking about people putting their feet in their mouth or whatever.
Beautiful transition. Keep going.
I haven't heard much from Joe Biden lately, but he's probably feeling pretty good this week that the people putting their foot in their mouth are not him.
Exactly right. He's had his share of doozies over the last few years, even before he was a heartbeat away from the presidency. But here's the Capitol Steps, a look at how the vice president has, well, managed to create the kind of attention that the administration probably doesn't want over most of his time as vice president.
Hello, I'm Vice President Joe Biden. And I've been asked not to speak in public, so here I am. But I tell you, I have not been forbidden from singing in public, so I'd like to share a little something that I've written with you. To help me do it, my backup singers, first is the House Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi. From our Stepford collection. And also, our master of race relations, Harry Reid. Ladies love him. Let me help me with this song that I've written for you. Each Democrat has their place in the party.
I've got charisma.
I know how to blink.
No one likes a guy who's just a smarty. That's why I try hard not to overthink.
Because Joe could say something way off kilter,
his invitations might get lost some days.
Perhaps they all got caught in my spam filter, but luckily I show up anyways.
You can't hide that Biden guy, though God knows some people try. Think by now we realize
there ain't no way to hide this Biden guy.
Barack Obama is so great at speaking.
Gave a good speech on the budget gap.
Seemed to me the perfect time for sleeping. The cameras caught old Joe taking a nap.
You can't hide what people see. He was sleeping on TV. Now he's qualified to be
air traffic controller in D.C.
Elena, this song not only showcases the great parody and singing and musical ability of the Capitol Steps, but it also gives you a hint as to why you have to see this show in person. I can imagine in my mind why everybody laughed at Nancy Pelosi, kind of the plasticky, perhaps Botox-impacted smile, but they went nuts over Harry Reid. You have to tell me why.
Well, I mean, if you can imagine this, we've made him even nerdier than he is in person.
Okay.
We've exaggerated it.
Did you add the sling and the huge black eye he got a couple weeks ago when he?
No, we did not, but we should. That'd be great. We've got just about, you know, you just can't take Harry Reid and multiply it by two or three. That's what we're doing.
Oh, very interesting. What else are you guys looking at these days?
Well, I don't know. My new theory about Newt Gingrich these days is that he's actually saying controversial things himself to take attention off his own past, like three marriages. So he's trying to change the subject but he's getting himself in deeper and deeper when he does it. So we're keeping an eye on Newt, and I think everybody's grateful that Arnold has knocked them off the front page.
Yeah, at least for now. Who knows what's next? Elena, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, talk to them.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, or you can pick up a copy of their brand new CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.